I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Thousands of protesters join in No King's Day marches. Marin County gets a Sheriff's Office Civilian Oversight Commission. The Delta Tunnel gets another setback, and Chevron agrees to upgrade its air monitoring system. Tens of thousands of protesters poured onto Dolores Street in San Francisco Saturday. It was one of many Bay Area cities that participated in the No King's Day protests, joining 5 million marchers in over 2,000 locations globally. Coinciding with Flag Day, President Trump's birthday, and the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army, the protests were a response to Trump's military parade and what critics call authoritarian actions. In the East Bay, seniors rallied in Oakland, waving signs opposing Medicaid cuts. Pedestrian bridges over Interstate 80 were filled with people waving signs to motorists, who replied with a chorus of honking horns. The protests were against Trump's immigration raids on workplaces, courts, and schools, as well as attacks on judges, universities, and sanctuary cities. Raids have happened throughout the Bay Area. On Tuesday, protesters in Concord battled federal agents when two people were arrested just after hearings in immigration court. The same method was used in San Francisco. In Los Angeles, federal agents forcibly removed U.S. Senator Alex Padilla from a press conference Thursday, pushing him to the ground and temporarily handcuffing him. Trump's expansion of executive power happened a year ago when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that presidents are entitled to broad immunity from prosecution for official acts. The president's actions have brought hundreds of lawsuits from civil rights groups, education and research institutions, federal unions, cities, and states. A Marin County civil grand jury report in 2022 documented Black residents' disproportionate number of interactions with law enforcement, especially in Marin City. On Tuesday, the Marin County Board of Supervisors responded by establishing a first-ever Sheriff's Office Civilian Oversight Commission. The commission will review and recommend improvements to the Sheriff's Office. It'll serve as an avenue for public complaints and help appoint an inspector general with subpoena power. The members are multiracial and multilingual, but none of them come from Marin City, where Black residents still feel overpoliced. Governor Gavin Newsom's attempt to fast-track the Delta Conveyance Tunnel hit a setback last week. The governor tried to insert a bill of policy changes in the state budget, but they were rejected by a budget subcommittee. The tunnel is a proposed 45-mile gravity-fed underground canal that will connect the Sacramento River with the state water delivery system. It provides water to 27 million users in Central and Southern California. Newsom's proposals aim to accelerate land acquisition, limit legal challenges, and ease environmental reviews. A report from the Legislative Analyst's Office cited concerns about oversight and equity and suggested the policies should be addressed through the normal legislative process rather than go into a budget bill. Budget negotiations will continue until July 1st. The Bay Area Air District reached an agreement with Chevron to implement a stronger air pollution monitoring system at its Richmond refinery. The agreement includes improved monitoring for hydrogen sulfide, a colorless, hazardous gas that can smell like rotten eggs. It can cause tearing eyes, headaches, nausea, and vomiting. Another dangerous byproduct is sulfur dioxide, which can cause a loss of consciousness or death. In 2023, Chevron was one of 5 Bay Area oil refineries that was found to have insufficient fence line monitoring programs. In addition to paying a penalty, Chevron will create a more accurate and robust 4-point system and share more data with the public. And Sausalito police are warning of a rise in auto burglaries, with over 10 reported last week. Police said thefts tend to spike during warmer spring and summer months. Hotspots include the Bridgeway and city parking lots. Police advise residents and tourists not to leave valuables in their vehicles. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.